The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
You're hearing The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
7:14. Mr. Outdoors, Greg Roberts, roweather.com. You wanted the live version of Cold Gin. Wasn't that right? Greg? Welcome back to the show.
No. You got to say it right, Bill.
Cold Gin?
You wanted the live version of Cold Gin? You got the live version of Cold Gin.
Oh, got it. Okay, pardon me.
There you go. Like, you wanted the hottest band in the world? You got the hottest band in the world. Yeah.
Revisiting your childhood again, are you?
Okay. No, not really having to revisit the childhood, because remember, they allegedly retired for good just last year, and that intro remained the same from the day they started until the day they hung it up in Madison Square Garden.
Yep, gotta love it. And
yeah.
The funny thing is that I wasn't into Kiss when I was a kid, but I kind of appreciated them more later on in my 20s for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, no, see, you know, back in the day, when we sat and drank lemonade and ate Pepperidge Farm cookies.
Yeah.
Your act of rebellion wasn't, you know, disfiguring yourself, covering yourself in tats, doing Easter egg hair. It was listening to bands that were guaranteed to cause the highest shock factor to your mom and dad. And there was no band that did that like Kiss.
Yeah, except that I actually liked but you see, my rebellion was I liked AC/DC more, though. Okay, AC/DC t-shirt. Okay.
Well, there you go. Highway to Hell. And yeah, your grandparents and parents would be literally climbing the walls wondering what had happened to their precious Williams. So,
I know. But hey, anyway, why don't we talk about where we're going to head this weekend? What should we be doing this weekend in, 95, 98 degree heat? And why don't you just give us your overall take on fishing and camping and whatever?
Go to where ocean salmon fishing is still going on, which is basically Central Oregon coast. Think Charleston, Winchester Bay, those areas, because it's red hot right now. I mean, it's ridiculously good. I know of a person that it took them longer to get out of port in Winchester Bay, get out of the port, get across the bar, get out to where they wanted to fish, than it did to catch their limit of salmon for four people yesterday.
That's pretty
impressive.
Because
the unlimited coho season is still on up there at Winchester Bay, and there's perfect ocean conditions, perfect temps, perfect everything. The fish are there. They're kind of kegging up because obviously we're not getting a lot of rainfall to push a lot of water down to draw them up into the river. So they're just kind of loitering around offshore. And you've heard the phrase shooting fish in a barrel?
That's what it is.
This is pretty much close to that.
All right. Well, glad to hear that. Are our rivers going to be relatively dead? What about our mountain lakes here if you don't feel like heading that far out of town?
Well, there's the issue. Now that we've got Devil's Knob, we've got these other fires. We've had fires that actually were started by lightning on the 17th of July that have come roaring to life in the Cascades, especially the 208 fire. We're going to have smoke to deal with, and there's just no two ways around that. And unfortunately, today, our situation may get worse because we have red flag warnings out for the Cascades and areas east of the Cascades due to abundant dry lightning striking dry fuels. So likelihood is high we're going to see more fire. So kind of given everything, the heat, the smoke, inland, I'm telling everybody, if you can do it, get out to the coast, because A, that's where the best air quality is going to be, and B, you know, especially if you head to the Central Oregon coast, the salmon fishing is just ridiculously good.
Okay, fair enough. So as far as outdoors, not much around here. Okay, but what I planned on doing was, I'm not going out to the coast this weekend. Maybe another weekend, but I'm going to go see Reagan tomorrow. I want to see the Reagan movie, so I'll be inside in air-conditioned comfort in my cozy little, you know, recliner thing. You know,
well,
whatever.
I'll tell you what, man, those things now at Tinseltown, it doesn't get any better than that. We went, you know, a week ago Sunday, and I saw Twisters again, but the rest of the family hadn't seen it.
You saw Twister again? Really?
Twisters again. Of course
You are such a homer for the weather stuff. cracked me
up. Yeah, but you know, what's funny is they get things that just make me absolutely cringe and go, oh, come on. And especially the main premise of the movie, because while in theory it's possible, I don't know how in the world you would ever get enough of the silver iodine, the drying agent, which is actually the same stuff they put into disposable diapers, frankly. Mm. I just don't know how you get enough of that to disrupt any kind of tornado, let alone the kind of tornado that at the end of the movie is threatening to completely destroy El Reno, Oklahoma.
No, seriously, were they taking like a what was that page from that Armageddon movie? We're going to blow up the asteroid. In this case, we're going to blow up the tornado. Really?
Yeah, because in both cases, the one line from Armageddon that's absolutely true. It's like shooting a BB gun at a locomotive.
Right.
You can shoot all the BBs you want. That thing is still going to keep coming right at you.
All right. That's, as long as you enjoy it. I'm going to go get my political fix, though.
As a movie, from a pure movie storytelling standpoint, it's great. And, you know, they're definitely the main character played by Glenn Powell, Tyler Owens. If you know anything about Reed Timmer, extreme meteorologist at all, the first half of the movie, all he is doing is bringing Reed Timmer's persona to the big screen. And now, you know, I mean, it's kind of funny because they nailed so much of what's going on in quote-unquote modern storm chasing. Mm-hmm. I was storm chasing before Twister came out, the first one. So it was pretty interesting to watch the effect of that movie. And then the TV series on Discovery, Storm Chasers, came out, which is how the world really found out about Reed Timmer to begin with, and then saw the effect of that. Honestly, right now, because of the safety factor of so many people running out to go and do this, I don't think I would go to the Midwest anymore to storm chase, even if I could. Because there's just too many people now. It's getting too stupid and it's getting too dangerous.
Yeah, I can understand that. I can understand that. A lot of people, I don't think, have enough respect for the storms in the Midwest. And having lived in the Midwest off and on for a few times in my life, it's like the people don't get the power. I'll give you just an example. No. When I flew back to Ohio last weekend, flew out of Denver, right?
Right.
And we ended up having to detour. I mean, big, big time. In fact, we flew south from Denver for probably an hour to an hour and a half. We actually got into New Mexico before we were able to turn and head east and then heading northeast up towards Cleveland, because there were just such massive thunderstorms, hail, ice, wind, all sorts of stuff going on, that it just would have it was just beating up all the airlines, and they were having to move around it. And it was huge, just huge.
I mean, they're real common back there, you know, especially in the spring and through this time of the year. You get those big storms going, and you're the biggest kind of crazy if you think you're going to fly any kind of a plane into that and have a good outcome.
Oh, yeah. And I remember in Fargo in the summertime, in the spring especially, spring is when we really had trouble there in Fargo-Moorhead. And I remember there was a tornado one night. I went outside. I stupidly went outside, and I'm watching the weather for tornado just because I wanted to. I was doing weirdness, right? And you have that circular lightning in which the entire sky lights up in a circle around you. I had never experienced anything like that, not even in Ohio. And
we affectionately refer to that as halo.
Is that? Oh, that's what that is, huh? But it was just amazing.
Because that's the effect. You're like standing there looking up. And it's like looking at this halo of lightning in the clouds above you.
Yep, that was like it is. And if you've never been there, you don't really understand what it's like, the immense power of Mother Nature in those places.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, people who have lived their lives basically just here.
We have no idea what its serious weather is.
I'm trying to put this. I mean, it's,
we have no
it's
idea.
Very likely you have never seen the kind of thunderstorm here in Medford that happens in the Midwest on a routine basis.
Yep. In fact, and the weather routinely kills people there, too. especially in the upper Midwest.
To Texas, mm-hmm. And the first thing he said after going through his first tornado-worn thunderstorm was he messaged me and said, I thought I knew what a thunderstorm was, and then he finished it with, ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's good to know, Van, that if you're looking for fun, back to the fun this weekend, though, head out to the coast. Otherwise, it's kind of going to be smoky and just hot. But then the temperatures start dropping seriously to normal next week, right?
And next week, in fact, we probably have a pretty good shot of seeing real fall conditions coming at us, because we're going to have a couple days in a row where we're looking at 70s in Medford with real good chances for rain. But we turn and go back the other direction, but we're not going to be nearly as hot. In fact, you were mentioning that deal they're offering through the expo, that you buy the tickets for Scotty McGreary and then
Brewfest tickets for next weekend.
Brewfest.
Yeah.
Both of those Saturdays right now projecting to be sunny with highs in the 80s.
Okay. That's great. Beautiful weekend then. Okay. We'll take that. All right. Well, Greg, duly noted. I hope you have a great weekend, and we will catch up again next Friday, normal time. By the way, fire activity, what are you expecting this weekend? Anything that we should be watching out for?
Unfortunately, today Mother Nature is just going to be flicking matches out of the sky, so the next 24 hours could be pretty big in terms of new fire development for the Cascades, areas east of the Cascades. We've got that chance for an isolated storm or two here in Jackson, Josephine counties. We're not in the red flag warning because they don't see enough concentrated lightning activity happening here. Mm-hmm. But let's be real. Every lightning bolt hitting the ground right now has real high potential to start fires. The two fires that started yesterday in Douglas County, mile marker 98 on I-5, we can stop the conspiracy theories right now. That was the result of a car wreck.
Oh, it was.
So
okay.
They're estimating that fire at 45 acres this morning. But the Devil's Knob fire just to the north of Drew, and literally when you look at it on the map, about a half a mile north of the northern fire line for the, I just blanked the name of it, the fire we just had there, Dixon. That fire, Devil's Knob, yesterday they were estimating it at around 1,000 acres. Mm-hmm. This morning, every source I see saying 350. And for the pyrocumulus that boiled up off of that thing yesterday that you could see easily from Medford, that will be the smallest fire producing the biggest pyrocumulus I have ever seen, if 350 is accurate. So we'll see what happens with that fire today, because all the conditions that existed yesterday that sent it on its run are going to exist again today. So, again, they're in some pretty nasty terrain to try and work in. It's also very thickly covered in vegetation, so a ton of fuel, a ton of heat, and if thunderstorms start passing by and putting out any kind of wind that hits that fire, it could really explode and take off.
All right. What happened to that fire around exit 11 on I-5 near Ashland? It was only about 5 acres. They got it held. Do they know? Was that like a fire from a vehicle or something else that happened?
It probably was. I'm going to say it probably was, because it was right there on top of I-5.
And okay.
Again, when we get the kind of heat that we've had that's dried out all the grass and the brush, we're talking about stupid sources that can create a fire. We've talked about pickaxes. We've talked about horseshoes. We've talked about broken glass suspended on grass, creating the magnifying effect. So it's still under investigation, mm-hmm. but I'm not hearing a peep from anybody that makes me believe that that was a fire that was deliberate or it was carelessness in any way.
Okay, very good. I had a feeling that was the case, but I thought I'd at least ask it. And that's why we talked to you, Mr. Outdoors, Greg Robertson, RogueWeather.com. RogueWeather.com, all right? Have a good weekend. We'll catch you next Friday, okay? Thank you.
You got it, Bill.
Greg Roberts. It is 729 at KMED, 99.3 KBXG. Outdoor Report, sponsored by Oregon Truck and Auto Authority on Airway Drive in Medford. Hi, this is Bill Meyer, and I'm with Charisse from No Wires Now, your Dish Premier local retailer. It's time to switch to Dish.
If you have DirecTV or cable TV, call me today to see how I can save you money. Plus, I'll lower your internet and cell phone bills.
And those offers in the mail from Dish, you can go through No Wires Now for those.
Call me at 541-680-5875.
Call Charisse like I did or visit their showroom off Biddle Road in Medford. NoWiresNow.com. Restrictions apply. Call for details. Internet and cell phone service not provided by Dish.
If you have an appliance that's giving you trouble, Just-In-Time Appliance is your fast and affordable mobile appliance repair serving the Rogue Valley. Just-In-Time services and repairs all brands. Major appliances often can be repaired, extending their life and saving you money. So give Just-In-Time Appliance a no-obligation call for advice on whether it can be fixed with the best warranty available. Before you go to the expense of buying a new appliance, call Just-In-Time Appliance. Online at justintimeappliance.com.
The purchase of another gutter manufacturing machine has spurred speculation at the offices of Fontana Roofing.
Yes, we'll custom fabricate them on-site in your choice of 30 colors and includes heavy-duty hangers, zinc-plated screws, and complete downspouts. Great. Talk to you soon.
Another quote?
Yep. They're deciding between copper, steel, or aluminum. All will last decades. Even when they're occasionally plugged, they can handle the weight of water and leaves.
And space dust. Researchers have calculated about 5,200 metric tons of micrometeorites fall to Earth every year.
Huh. Ooh, what about bird poo? I'm guessing that's got to be in the millions of tons dropping from the sky every day into the gutters.
Fontana Roofing manufactures sturdy, custom gutter systems to withstand just about whatever lands on your roof. Call Fontana Roofing for your next set of gutters. Visit FontanaRoofingServices.com.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
On the economy, and this is not Russia propaganda, I can't stand Vladimir Putin and think he's evil. However, I do believe that Ukraine could pay for the weapons if America's going to sell them to them. And I think Europe needs to do more. I'm very clear about that. But I think evil does exist. And I think Putin's invasion and killing innocent men, women, and children and wiping out entire cities in Ukraine, that is evil in our time. And I don't care what his geopolitical ambitions and territorial ambitions are. Mark Cuban made an odd comment. He's an interesting guy I've debated in the past. He says Kamala Harris's tax plan will kill the stock market, but he's still supporting Kamala Harris.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
You know, this is getting out of control. Our government is sinking $1 trillion in debt every 100 days. That's right, $1 trillion every 100 days. Do you want to bail the government out of debt? I didn't think so. I know I sure don't. This is Linda, and when I worry about the national debt, I turn to safe haven assets like gold and silver. And that's why we partnered with the highest rated gold company, Goldco. They have earned over 5,000 five-star reviews from tens of thousands of happy customers who diversified their savings with gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering you up to 8 years in free IRA fees plus 8% instant match in bonus silver with a qualified account. Call 855-815-GOLD for free IRA fees, bonus silver, free gold, and silver info kit. What are you waiting for? Safeguard your money with physical gold and silver before it's too late. That's what I did. Call 855-815-GOLD, 855-815-G-O-L-D. That's 855-815-GOLD.
KMED and the Jackson County Expo have an exclusive double date offer for you. Go to theexpo.com, place four Scotty McCreary tickets in your cart. Go to checkout and enter the code DOUBLE at checkout, and you'll get four Rogue Broadband Southern Oregon Brewfest tasting tickets for the weekend before free. It's the KMED Double Weekend Double Date. The Brewfest, September 13th and 14th, free when you buy four Scotty McCreary tickets for the 21st. Code word DOUBLE at checkout. Must be 21 years or over.
You're hearing The Bill Meyer Show on 106.3 KMED.
7:33. Eugene Pringle writes me. He wrote me Sunday over the weekend. I just saw this email, just kind of popped up. I hadn't noticed it before. Proof that the income tax does not apply to American people. I think Eugene lives up in the, I believe he lives up in the Eugene area, oddly enough. Does have a 541 number. Bill, hello, Bill. It's been some time since we spoke about this topic, but I have 17 exhibits that prove no American is liable for the federal income tax. If you want to see the proof, please contact me. We can pick a time good for you to see it for yourself. Now, that would be really interesting. You know, Eugene, I might call you, might just talk with you about it. And those proofs may absolutely be true. Very much like when the late Peter Schiff's son, I'm sorry, father rather, Erwin Schiff. Does anybody remember Erwin Schiff? Erwin Schiff had some great books out about why you shouldn't have to pay or you shouldn't be paying the income tax, and here's the proofs. And I'm wondering if there are similar proofs to what Eugene Pringle has, you know, the definitions of income and all of these other things. And the part that I always remember most about Erwin Schiff is that he died in prison for his belief, because the federal government went and after him big time and they threw him in jail. And so I'll tell you what, I'll talk with Eugene Pringle and I'm going to remind him, you know, people that are always saying that that no American is liable for the federal income tax, a lot of times they end up in jail. Now, you could be absolutely right legally. You see what I'm getting at here? You know, you could absolutely, and it's right. It's like you could go out there and say that the 13th Amendment was fraudulently put into place and that it was all maneuvered and there was skullduggery. There's also the amendment that had to do with senators being no longer appointed by the legislators, and that, you know, that that one is supposedly completely fraudulent, and yet there it is. And if you try to make that claim, then they just seize you and throw you in jail, make an example of you. And that's okay. But maybe, I guess, if enough people were to all of a sudden say, hey, I'm not going to pay, can they throw us all in jail? Maybe that's where Eugene is going. And I'm okay with people rebelling against an overweening federal government. I'm okay with that. Really, I am. But I don't know. Would you get much support here in Southern Oregon? Maybe we could talk about that, because think about it. I couldn't help but notice when I was watching both KOBI News and KDRV News yesterday, Channel 12 and Channel 5. And I can't tell you how many times the stories are all based on how much grant stream funding is coming in. We have a grant stream funding here for pandemic assistance here, or pandemic, trying to make sure that everything's okay for the next pandemic. We have funding for the Jackson County pandemic deal, which is actually going to be a community center, but you know, you had to call it that. But I swear about 90% of the jobs, or 90% of the stories that happen in local media, are all about the happy faces being put on grant stream funding slithering in from the federal government into local government and or local nonprofits, so that they can keep their rackets going. And what do you think would happen if all of a sudden people were saying, we're not going to pay the federal government any longer? You're not required to pay this anymore. Well, what about our grant stream funding? You ever think about that? I don't know. Could be an interesting exercise. 770-5633. That, and just open phones. It's open phones for the next 20 minutes or so. Former ambassador to Israel David Friedman will join me. He was ambassador to Israel during the Trump administration, the first Trump administration. And we're going to talk with him, too, coming up at 8:10 this morning. Should be an interesting conversation. And it has to do with Israel. He thinks that Israel should be one state, one Jewish state only. All right. And I thought that something was really interesting. He said that in his book that Israel needs to be one Jewish state, and that's it. Because there are lots of Christian states and lots of Muslim states, but only one Jewish state. Does he think that the United States of America is a Christian state? Because I'm going to have to ask him, because I'd be perfectly happy with the America becoming a Christian state. We could do better than our multicultural Bullstein that we're kind of working in right now, because frankly, not all cultures are equal. I know we're I know that I'm engaging in bad think right about now, but you know, wait a minute. So Jewish, so could we have a Christian state? I'd like that. I think that'd be perfectly fine. We don't do things like that here anymore. All right? But who are those Christian states? I'm not aware of any Christian states. But I will ask him about that and see why he thinks that the one-state solution is the way to go. We'll talk with him about that and more.
If you have a painting project this fall, you're going to want to buy your Benjamin Moore paint at Drake's Paint during their 40th anniversary sale. Benjamin Moore's top-of-the-line Aura interior and exterior paint is 30% off at Drake's now through Monday, September 9th. So come see your only locally owned paint dealer and authorized Benjamin Moore retailer, Drake's Paint, and save 30% on Benjamin Moore's best Aura paint through September 9th. Drake's Paint in Grants Pass, North Medford, and now in South Medford.
Thought about purchasing a firearm? With background checks now clearing quickly and Major 114 on hold, it'll be business as usual at the Collectors West Gun and Knife Show in the Pageant Pavilion at the Jackson County Fairgrounds this weekend. Find new and pre-owned pistols, magazines, rifles, revolvers, knives, ammo, scopes, parts, and all the very best brand names. Visit CollectorsWest.com for more information. Join Collectors West this Saturday and Sunday for the Gun and Knife Show in Central Point at the Jackson County Fairgrounds.
News is sponsored by Millett Construction, specializing in foundation repair and replacement. Get on solid ground by visiting MilletteConstruction.com.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. Shady Cove officials declared a state of emergency due to an ongoing water outage for several hundred residents served by the Highland Water Corporation. Bottled drinking water is available at the Jackson County Fire District 4 headquarters on Highway 62. Bulk drinking water is available from Highland Water while repair work continues on the system pump that caused the outage. The hope is to restore water sometime today. Two Oregon airports are going to be sharing money in federal improvements. In Medford, the Rogue Valley International Airport received a federal grant of $6.4 million to extend a taxiway and build two new ones in an effort to reduce delays and allow access for a broader mix of aircraft. In the wake of the deadly school shooting in Georgia this week, Oregon State Police and Safe Oregon are reminding students, staff, and families that a 24-hour school safety tip line is available. Confidential or anonymous tips can be submitted to Safe Oregon 24/7 by phone, text, or email. That could include threats of violence, bullying, drugs, alcohol, or weapons on campus. Bill London, KMED.
This hour of the Bill Meyer Show is proudly sponsored by Phoenix Auto Center Tire Pros on Main Street in Phoenix.
The model year-end closeout on new Iron Bull trailers continues at Two Dogs Fabricating. Iron Bull has instant rebates on remaining 2024 Iron Bull trailers while they last. There's an instant $750 rebate on 12 to 16-foot dump trailers and a $500 rebate on equipment trailers from 16 to 24 feet. The 2024 model year-end closeout. A North Star-made Iron Bull trailers is for a limited time. So go pick out yours at Two Dogs Fabricating on Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford. Visit twodogsfab.com.
This summer has been hot. Have you enjoyed time outside? Have you noticed your patio or pathways needing attention? Terraforma Foundation Systems has the answer. If your patio is uneven, cracked, settling, or separating, Terraforma has the solution. Their poly-level foam technology can restore your sunken concrete in just a few hours, lifting and stabilizing it. It's a fast, affordable way to enhance both the appearance and safety of your patios and pathways. Don't live with cracked concrete. Terraforma can help. Visit GoTerraforma.com. CCB 173-547.
Do you take safe drinking water for granted? If you have a well for your water, no one's monitoring what's in your water. It's up to you to be sure that the water you and your family are drinking is safe and free of contaminants. Get your well tested now. Grants Pass Water Lab offers next day results for bacteria tests and a speedy 3 to 5 days for a full reporting that meets all state requirements. Online at gpwaterlab.com. Independent and serving the Rogue Valley for over 40 years.
Moving Out, this 1977 pop classic by Billy Joel, is about pursuing a brighter future and could also be your reaction when you see cracks in walls and ceilings, sloping floors, and unlevel door jams. Millett Construction can fix your foundation, re-level your home, and correct the unstable ground that's causing the damage. So who needs a house out in Hackensack? Get your current home on solid ground by calling Millett Construction for a free estimate. Visit MilletteConstruction.com. CCB number 32787.
Hi, I'm Jim with the Beauty Mark Salon and Glitter Bar, and I'm on KMED.
7:44 on Find Your Phone Friday, and you can just find it at 770-5633, and you can talk about anything you wish to discuss this morning. We'll go to Lynn. Lynn, always a thoughtful caller. How are you doing this morning, Lynn?
I'm doing great. I wanted to talk about why these people who are supposedly Republicans and are voting for Kamala, and this guy, Eric Weinstein, who is a managing director of Steel Capital Management, and is a good guy, apparently, and he was interviewed in a podcast by a guy I never heard of, but Jeff Childers featured him in his Coffee and COVID newsletter. Anyway, what he thinks is that Trump is a threat to the, quote, rules-based order. In other words, there's a lot of people, a lot of elite people making a lot of money, and they have a lot of power, and it's in the corporations, the media, government. They all are working together.
Yeah, the rules-based order is essentially the rice bowls that are set up right now, in which essentially you have American hegemony and then economic hitmen going from place to place, right? That kind of
right.
thing.
Right, in the military-industrial complex. So Trump threatens all of that. And it's the neocons, essentially, but everyone else that's making money off of the grift. So I think that makes a lot of sense. That's why all these people are coming out against him.
Yeah, rules-based order, I think you could also translate that into our democracy with a little trademark.
100%. 100%.
You know, that kind of thing. I also, though, I really do believe this, because there were some progressives at my high school reunion. Not many. Most of them are hardcore conservatives. And like Attila the Hun in comparison with me a lot of times, right? I found it interesting. But the progressives there were just talking about the hatred of Trump. I mean, they said if it was any other Republican other than Trump. Don't you find that interesting?
Well, they're just brainwashed by the media.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, I still think that there is a real problem, especially with anyone who is kind of an alpha male. I think there are real daddy issues on many people in the Democratic Party, in which anything that talks about strong, firm, any kind of, a true rules-based order and a rule of law, especially. I think that's a real problem for a lot of people,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Appreciate the call, as always. Thank you very much.
All right.
770-5633. Let me go to Not So Crazy Gene. I think that's who that is. I recognize you. How you doing, Gene?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I see you're doing all right, too. I just heard some information, read some information, about Black Mamba venom being in the flu shot. So when you get a flu shot, you're being a snake bit.
Uh-huh. I kind of, my eyes glaze over when I kind of see these stories.
Oh, yeah, but can you not believe that the truth is far beyond what we understand?
Okay. All right. I will once again say a big claim would need some big truth. Now, if there's something which chemically resembles a venom that might be in a particular flu shot, well, you know, perhaps the venom can actually be used for some medical purposes or something similar to it. That's all
well,
I would
sure
ask.
I'm sure it has been in the past, but I think we're maybe getting overloaded on this stuff.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
There's also a story about on the chemtrails that they're dropping Magellan disease on us.
Yeah, they've been talking about that in the chemtrail blogs for decades. That's nothing particularly new. At least some of the claims. My problems that I have here when people talk about the geoengineering, Gene, and they're pointing to United Airlines and Delta flying above you with the lines above the sky. I assure you that if you were filling jet fuel with large amounts of aerosolized minerals, whether it be barium and various other things that the chemtrail industrial complex industry is claiming is spraying over us for geoengineering purposes, it would destroy the jet engine, okay?
Yeah, but I don't think these are passenger planes doing this. I think they're military.
Okay.
And get
the evidence of that they're evidence plane that they're military planes. But people conflate it all the time, and it makes my teeth hurt, which is why I consider myself a chemtrail news-free zone. because it's just insanity. Let me go to Dave. You want to actually put carbonated water on the soil. Why?
Yeah, well, because you could grow food with it. And I have 2.6 acres here. I'd like to start a test site well, first off, I have to drill a well. Then I have to build a rain collection system. And then I need tanks of CO2 that I can inject it into water.
Okay, since we're dreaming and we're talking about theoretical then, okay, let's see how this would work then. Obviously, what you need then is a government grant. Because this way right. You could show up on KOBI and KDRV News about the latest process about trying to make the desert bloom. And this would be, you're on Klamath land, the dam removal, right? Klamath dam removal right. land. And this will be the next government grant. Because you see, government grants, of course, along with everything else, destroy the Klamath dam. And then we have all the pollution that happens afterwards. And you could be part of the restoration. So are you going right. to start? Are you going to start writing your proposal for your federal grant here, okay?
I've only got a 12th grade writing ability or less.
Uh-huh.
So I need somebody that knows how to write grants, and I give them a percentage of the grant for helping me write it.
Well, yeah, you have to give them a percentage of the grift, right?
Right.
Yeah. All right. So where is the evidence though that carbonated water helps plants grow? Maybe it does. I don't know.
Israel. They carbonate, they recycle all their gray water, they purify it, and then they inject CO2 in it, and they irrigate their food lands.
Oh, the kibbutzes, that kind of thing?
Yep.
That's really interesting. I've not read much about that. I'll have to do that. But now, see, look at this. Now, this is what you got to do, though. Now, remember, carbon dioxide, bad, right? Even though you know that it is necessary for plant growth. We know this. So what you need to do is work both sides of the grift, Miner Dave, all right? You set up one grift in order to carbonate the water and then...
Well, they can pay me to take the carbonated water from all the factories. I mean, the CO2 from the factories. They could pay me for that. They could get a tax credit, and then I could then in turn inject it in the water. And
agreed, but once again, though, you're going to need a third grift then, all right? The third grift will then to be capturing the CO2 that escapes dangerously from your garden plot, okay? See, I just want to make sure you understand how government funding goes here.
You mean I could get more than one grant?
Why not? You know, this is the way you make money. The government grant is the money.
Well, I can get money from the University of Berkeley for bringing out and educating kids on how we are interning the carbon into, an orchard.
Yeah. All right. So there we go. So remember, you want a grift to do the carbonated water. You want a second grift to capture the carbon dioxide dangerously escaping the first grift, and then the third grift getting the wastewater from the other people, the Medford Sewer District or whatever it is, and then carbonating that for this particular purpose. And you see three grant grifts in one. I mean, you're going to put Danny Jordan to shame, all right?
Okay.
All right. Now that we got that settled. if I can't have fun on the talk show with someone like Dave and the grant stream funding grift everywhere, what's the point? What's the point? Hi, let's go to line four. Good morning. Hi, who's this? Welcome.
Hey, Bill. It's Jack.
Jack, how are you doing this morning? Got a grift idea?
I got a better idea. I want everybody to know that September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month.
Oh, you're actually being serious now. Okay. I'm going to put my serious face on. All right. Well, all right.
It's something every man has to face. You know, the husband, fathers. You got to get it done. I had no idea I even had it. So I got a PSA test every year, and then a year ago this month, I had my last biopsy to confirm that I got to have a radiation treatment, which. In the scale of things, the radiation is probably the easiest and lightest way you're going to go. If you wait till you got symptoms and you wait till you haven't got a PSA and you get symptoms, it's going to be a hard road to hoe. So I just want everybody to know, hey, go get a PSA test.
I would agree with you. Now, what was the result of the PSA test? I know I'm being personal with you here. But when did the doctor know that the PSA test was problematic? At what level was it? Normally, they try to get a base level on you.
Yeah, and that's why I started when I was 50. I'll be 72 this year.
Mm-hmm.
But in the last 3 years prior to my radiation treatments, it started spiking. You know, it went from a 0.8 or 9 up to a 2.4, and then it went up to a 6.5. And then the when they decided, hey, we got to go in and do something, it was about a 10.56.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's high.
So
definitely.
I went in for my radiation treatments in October till the 10th of November for 6 weeks. And that was prior to me going back to work for ODOT up on the hill plowing snow. But I was in there with some guys that waited too long. And I'm telling you what, buddy, it's you don't want to do that. You know, it's not a pleasant experience.
Yeah, I had a PSA test done this year, too. I had a PSA, just so you know. I followed your advice. I have a PSA test that I just got the results back from, along with all my other blood work. And the PSA for me, and it's like very close to where it was. 3 years ago, it was a 1.1. Now it's like a 1.15 or 1.2. So it's within that range. It's not, you know, going. And the doctor said, we're just looking to see if we're seeing massive spikes. That's what they're.
Yeah, but you're still a young man. You know, and that's good. You got a baseline. I mean, I started when I was 50, and my baseline started going up when I was, 68, 69?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
3 years ago. And it started, and like I said, it was about a 6 to 10 something. And when I got out of my radiation, of course, you can't get a PSA after your radiation treatments for about 4 to 6 months. Well, the oncologist I had down there at Asante, he said, well, come back in March and we'll check to see where you're at. Well, it went down to a 2.5. 2.56.
Right.
And he said, you're going to have to come back a year anyway, which will be coming up the end of this month. He said, you should be down to a 0.2.
I'm glad to hear that it worked out okay for you, so you're going to be fine. But this is a good reminder for other men listening, okay?
Oh, by far. I mean, it affects everybody. It affects your wife, your family, your coworkers, everybody. And it's on the individual, the man himself, you might say, oh, yeah, I'm okay. I'll get by with it. Well, let me tell you what, buddy. When you're sitting in that waiting room and you're waiting to go into that machine or you're waiting to go get that chemotherapy put in you, it's a whole new ball game.
The other issue I think that we're always fighting with men, and being a man, and I know you're a man too, is that we don't want to go and get much fussed with, right? I mean, you know, we don't even go to the doctor until something's bleeding or ready to fall off. You know that? Jack, that's the way we are. You got to fight that, don't we?
Yeah, I know, Bill, but with today's modern medicine and modern technology, what happened to our fathers and our grandfathers, we don't have to face that anymore.
Yep,
you know,
very good.
Take advantage and be proactive.
I'm surprised that there hasn't been more political action being brought to bear on this because, I mean, you even have NFL players now that are going out there with the pink helmets and things for breast cancer awareness. But I don't see much of that for prostate, do you? I don't see much of that kind of symbolism or awareness kind of being brought to it.
No, because what you said, we're tough guys, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, we're the tough guys. We can put up with it, but it's tough. It's a very rude awakening when you're sitting there. I'm telling you, I've seen those guys down there, and you're in bad shape. You know, you're in bad shape.
Well, it's a good call and a good reminder for people to take with them as and time for someone to nag the other partner if they have not got their PSA. Okay? All right.
That's your wives, girlfriends, you know, your kids. Please, you guys out there, go get your PSA done.
All right. You got it. Thanks for the call, Jack. Good one.
Thanks, Bill. Yep. Thanks.
7:57 at KMED, 99.3 KBXG. Appreciate you waking up this morning. You know, I had a customer call in when I was talking with Mark from J. Austin one time and was asking me, what do you do with gold and silver when there is nothing to eat and you can't eat gold? Because this is something that, you know, you hear a lot from people. I don't want to have any physical gold or silver because I'll just have guns and beans and things like that and ability to take guns in. No, you can't eat gold. It's true. And Mark wrote back to me after this, and I think it's worth remembering. Let's say you didn't make plans, and for some reason you don't have food, and all you have is gold. Mark guarantees you that someone is always buying gold. The big banks are always buying the gold right now. It is the longest proven store of wealth in human history. Now, so your challenge will, of course, be finding someone who will broker the gold for you, and that work is done now, not later. So you build relationships with people you trust before any big event takes place. Now, rumor has it that big events are taking place right about now, and that the push is really toward war. It could be. It sure looks like it. You know, the Liz Cheney types are wanting to go in the direction that, if at all possible, we're into more never-ending wars. But ever more reason to tuck some into some gold and silver. And you talk with Jay Austin and Company, Gold and Silver Buyers. In Ashland, 1632 Ashland Street, 6th and G in downtown Grants Pass. These are the people that understand these markets. And I just trust these people. I've been dealing with them for years and years. One of my oldest sponsors and well worth your patronage. I hope you check them out. You can call 482-3715. Also find them online at fortunereserve.com. That's fortunereserve.com. But better yet, just drop by the store today. Talk with the whole crew and you'll find out that you're dealing with good people and smart people, and they'll help you protect your wealth with Jay Austin.
Oregon Truck and Auto Authority is your work truck and